Welcome. I'm Sam. How can I help?
That's not his real name. I worked in a furniture store. Salesmen pay for their kids' college with lies.
I can't have kids.
Lie. Okay, Sam. We're looking for a recliner for my mother-in-law.
Oh, over here's our Branson G7.
That's a lie.
Very popular with bachelors
lie.
And newlyweds.
Lie.
Also comes in corduroy.
Another lie.
Hey, Eddie, look, a love seat.
You can get one for Allison now that you two are...
What are they talking about?
Nothing. Just dumb wads being dumb.
He and Allison are smooching.
With their lips.
You kissed Allison? Why didn't you tell me?
No, I don't know. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. I don't tell you every time I kiss your mom, so I get it. Twice this week, by the way.
我可以把这个带回家吗?
The D1. Good taste, and it's affordable. $300 plus the $75 handling fee.
I'll handle it myself.
That's the cost of getting here from our factory in Georgia. The only way to avoid that fee is to go there and pick it up.
With gas mileage, plus wear and tear in the car, minus food, I'd still save over $20 if I went and picked it up myself.
Yeah, I guess, you know, technically, but it's never the trip to Georgia.
So you're telling me if you saw a $20 bill on the street, you wouldn't pick it up?
I would. I ate a cinnamon hot ball off the ground this morning.
Finally, the truth. Plus, I love organizing road trips. They are the ultimate test of efficiency and cunning.
I'm in. I love road trips, too.
Snacks, radio, hanging a towel in the window to block the sun.
We're also in. The world's largest peanut is in Georgia.
Disney Adventures magazine called it worth pulling over for.
那好极了,那我就留在这儿,像 Helen of Troy, 等你们把我的战利品带回给我。We're
going on a road trip! Mm.
Three times.
Pick up Emery and Evan from school and hit the road from there.
Perfect. I baked us some brownies and I grabbed some sodas.
Bottle smart. This will mean 6 less bathroom trips for the boys.
Jessica, do you think that's enough food for the weekend?
Oh, we'll also get discount fruit from road stands. It's much cheaper than city fruit.
Wow. You really are the master of road trips.
Someone has to be.
Hey, bachelor. Hey, what do you got planned for the weekend? Well, I got a pile of squirrel kills. I've been meaning to taxidermy if you want a fur fix.
Oh, I'd love to, but I thought it would be good for Eddie and I to have a guy's weekend. Yeah, we haven't been talking much, so we're going to hang out, just the two of us. Eat pizzas, hit the driving range, watch Police Academy movies.
I remember I had a guy's weekend with my father, Marvin Sr. He paid an angel to make me a man.
My dad didn't believe in weekends. The most we ever bonded was the one time he told me I did a good job carrying soup to the table. Hey, don't I get a kiss goodbye?
Oh, the engine's already running. It would waste gas to get out now. I'll say goodbye when I get back.
Anyone up for bowling this weekend?
Can we use bumpers?
Hell yeah.
I'm out. I got a guy's weekend plan with my dad.
Oh, cool. I do that with my dad, too. We're just in different cities when we do it.
I think it'll be pretty cool. Sit around in our underwear, eating takeout, not brushing our teeth.
Sounds amazing. I'm stuck at home with my four sisters. Crying, slapping, door slamming. I'm just trying to watch Seinfeld.
You guys want to come over to my house this weekend?
Yes. I mean, are you sure it's cool with your dad?
Of course. Guys weekend.
Guys weekend.
With my little eyes.
The freckle on my chin.
Mommy, you win again.
Wow, Jessica. You didn't even get the clue out that time.
I'd make a great spy. I spy what you're going to spy before you've been spied.
This is so fun. Oh.
What the hell was that?
I got him to honk. You know.
Mom, look. The cheap gas station is up ahead.
They give you a free light if you pay with cash.
Oh, honey's horn game almost made me miss it. I spy some good boys.
What in hot ham was that?
You almost blew the whole trip.
What are you talking about?
You have to be very careful with mom on road trips. She's great if things go her way, but as soon as something happens she doesn't like,
she turns into a road grump.
A road grump?
There's 7 warning stages. Squeezing the wheel.
Muttering.
Screaming at cars.
And finally, speaking only in Mandarin.
If that happens, forget it. She's in Grumpville. Trip over.
That's why I missed the world's largest peanut when we drove from D.C. to Orlando. And he kept asking how much longer, and Mom lost it.
Stephanie, what if that's true? Why are you going on another road trip with her?
Because we all got things we can't explain, and ours is seeing that big peanut, okay?
And this time, we're prepared. We've got mixtapes, Boggle, a book of funny limericks.
And I've got my Jodie Foster impression locked and loaded.
When can I stop smiling?
You can't.
Everybody's on now.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey. Dudes?
Hey, Mr. Hey. Wong.
Hey. What's going on?
Well, I was bragging about a guy's weekend, and these fools got jealous, so I invited them to join.
But Eddie, the driving range at the club might not be able to accommodate such a big group.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, Eddie could just go out Mr. Fuzetti on him, and they'll cave.
I don't get it.
Mr. Fuzetti's our science teacher, and whenever he gets frustrated, he starts to spit when he talks. So people just give in because they don't want to get wet. Eddie, don't squirt that. It's full of sodium sulfur.
That's funny. You never told me that before. Okay. Guys weekend, king size edition. I'll order extra pizzas.
Yes.
Hey, Trent, get the hell in here, you orange bastard, before I fruzetti all over you.
Hi, Mr. Wong.
All right.
Sorry I was late. I was just picking up some beer.
Whoa!
How quickly can we get rid of your dad?
You got actual beer?
The magician. How did you do it?
My older sister was...
Trish, 25, attends Rutgers.
Was getting beer for a party, and I caught her in a rare good mood.
And she just bought it for you, just like that?
I had to give her all my savings, $60, and promise not to talk or sing around her for a year.
But you would love to sing.
I know.
And you're sure it's not that non-alcoholic Sailor Boy stuff, right?
Nope. It's an India Pale Ale.
Damn, son. That's imported.
Look, my sister...
teaches swim lessons, goes to work in a bathing suit.
Said she was never doing this again. We got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We can't just waste it.
That's for sure.
Hey, boys. Who wants to learn poker?
Your love is better than ice cream. Everyone here knows how to fly.
Again? Is this mixtape just ice cream over and over?
Mommy loves this song, honey.
Yes, honey. You can never have too much of a good thing.
So much traffic. People need to learn how to drive. Someone better be dead.
It looks like all old people.
Snowbirds heading north now that winter's over.
Maybe they would get there faster if they could see over the steering wheel.
Stage 3, yelling at cars.
Quick, do your impression.
You see a lot, Dr. Lecter, but are you strong enough to point that high-powered perception at yourself?
What if we stop for ice cream while we wait for traffic to clear? You know, ice cream, like the song. I'll pay so it doesn't cut into your chair savings.
Well, that's a good idea. Oh, it's more efficient than wasting gas sitting in traffic. These skeletons will clear out once the sun sets. The old hate the dark.
All right, boys, take your time. There's no clock in poker. Check your cards, read your opponents, formulate your strategies.
All in.
You sure?
We're sure.
Oh, trying to push the big cat around, huh? Well, the only thing I fold is laundry. I'll pay to see him.
Well, Looks like you win again, Dad. Game over. We're out of money.
Oh, no. We'll consider it another practice round. Now, again, don't go all in unless you've got the cards, okay? Leave the bluffing to the experts.
Man, I'm getting tired.
Me too. Brutal week.
I'm feeling my age. Maybe we should call it a night.
It's only 5 o'clock. It's still light out. We've got hours of police academies to watch.
We got the entire weekend, Dad. Don't want to burn us out the first night. Gotta be fresh for the driving range in the morning, right?
Well, I guess I can't argue with that. Good night, fellas.
Good night.
Kitty.
All right.
I'm so amped to party.
It's lukewarm. Who's gonna take the first sip?
I'll do it.
How is it?
Can you taste the hops?
Are you drunk?
I don't know. I definitely feel weird.
He's buzzing. Oh, my God, he's buzzing.
Do girls look more attractive? That was some quick thinking back there. You really saved us.
Yeah, we're seconds away from hearing Mandarin swears.
Hey, your ice cream mix gave me the idea. And I probably would have missed that sign if you hadn't primed me with all that ice by.
Celebratory lick?
Traffic's clearing. Should be smooth sailing from here on out.
Big Peanut, here we come.
Ah! Oh, no.
A parking ticket's like 1,000 bad traffics.
Oh. Everybody ready to hit the road?
All aboard!
Yes! Thanks.
Practice round.
Hey, ho! Figured I didn't need to knock on account of guys weekend.
Come right on in.
I thought Eddie could use these tomorrow. They're Nicole's old sticks. They banned her from the golf course for hitting too many geese burners.
Thanks, Marv.
Yeah. So how's it going?
Okay. Eddie's buddies crashed the party, but I just rolled with it.
Going with the flow. That's the backbone of any guy's weekend. Where are the little rug sniffers?
They went to bed.
Before midnight? With all that testosterone? No. The boy's got a VCR in his room?
Not anymore. He was taping cable shows in the middle of the night.
Now that rules out Tata movies. He's got fireworks?
We're Chinese. The boys have been over fireworks since they were 5.
But did they sneak out to go egging?
Jessica painted the window shut.
Then it's gotta be booze.
What? No way.
Booze.
Eddie's growing up, but he's not there yet.
Okay, maybe you're right. I don't mean to overstep. Who knows a son better than his father, right? I'll leave you to it. Hit him long and straight.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, just checking to make sure everything. You're drinking?
No, Eddie's the only one who had any. None of us even tried it.
Where is he?
He had a few sips and said he felt weird.
And then he went into the bathroom.
Did Eddie OD?
No, he'll be fine. But this should be a lesson to all of you not to drink. Gonna have to call your parents and let them know. Go home. Party's over.
Sorry, Mr.
See ya.
Oh, God. What's happening to me? Oh, God. What?
Eddie, can I come in?
No, Dad, I'm doing something in here.
Eddie, I know about the beer. Just open up.
Trust me, you don't want to see this.
Open up the door right this minute.
Okay, you asked for it.
We need to talk.
What's happening to us?
The Asian flush.
What's wrong with me? Am I drunk?
Calm down. Getting agitated will just make it worse.
Worse?
It's called the Asian flush. It's an allergic reaction. Your body lacks the enzyme to process alcohol. It doesn't affect everyone. Your mom and grandma don't have it.
What's going to happen to me?
Well, everyone reacts different. For me, my face gets hot and red, my throat and eyes get itchy, and my heart races. You didn't drink much, so it shouldn't last long.
Great. Just another way I'm different from everyone else. This is like an all-body heat.
Look, I was just as confused as you when I first discovered it. It happened my freshman year in college. I was already self-conscious being an Asian kid in a mostly white school. And now the one thing that was supposed to help my social anxiety only made it worse.
Not bad.
And then I did the worm. Oh, yeah.
Your face. Oh, you look like your sweater.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Really, Marilyn? You rain for 3 straight months, but tonight there's not even a breeze?
Oh, no, it feels so good.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. We also get an accelerated hangover. Come on, I got something that'll help.
Hey! They're just giving it away.
I don't want to jinx it, but I think this might be my best road trip yet.
It is. It totally is.
I can't take it anymore. It's too much pressure.
Girl, you gotta hold it together.
That's what I'm saying. I can't.
We're hostages. You know that, right?
We just have to keep it up a little longer so we can see the peanut, pick up the chair, and get home.
Why do you want to see this peanut so badly?
Because it's the world's biggest peanut. What is she not understanding? Can you explain it to her, please?
Ah!
Another ticket.
What do you mean, another ticket?
Here you go. Try this.
Ugh, it tastes worse than the beer.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting. I call it Lou Brew. It also gets out permanent marker and bloodstains.
I don't get it. I've seen you drink alcohol before, and this never happened to you.
Well, I've learned to adapt over the years. At first, around my white friends, I'd fake drunk.
Good one, Clark. Another round.
Then if I was with my Chinese friends, I could just let it fly because they understood.
Hey, I think it spread to my eyelid.
Hey, check this out.
I got that butt thing again.
If I pass out, I've got $2 worth of Bob Seger in the jukebox. If like a rock comes on, wake me up.
Can someone turn the AC up? It is hot as hell in here. The twins are drenched.
And then eventually, I developed a pregame routine to fight it the best I could. My flush pack. Before I drink, I take these precautions and it lessens the side effects. Pepcid, inhaler, eye drops, Tums.
You have to do all this nonsense every time you drink?
I don't write checks my body can't cash. Also, there's some cash in here.
I don't understand. Why didn't you just tell me about the tickets?
Because every little thing sets you off,
honey.
Because you're a road grump.
What are you talking about?
As soon as things don't go your way, you get super sensitive and make everyone tense.
No, I don't. I run on a schedule, but that's just to make things more efficient. I'm a road boss.
Road trips are supposed to be fun. If I knew it was going to be like this, I would have just given you the $20 to buy the chair back in Orlando.
You both feel this way? I didn't know. I don't want to be a road grump. I want to have fun on this trip, too.
It's too late. You're already mad about the parking tickets.
What parking tickets?
Jessica, they can track you down by your license plate.
Oh, yeah? Anyone asks, our plates got stolen and someone else got those tickets.
An unmarked car? Now it's a road trip.
Let's go see that peanut.
Let's go.
And last, just to be safe, I rubber band these gauze pads in my armpits to soak up the sweat.
First we can't drink milk, and now this. Asians got jobbed. Why did you never tell me about this?
I was going to when you were old enough to start drinking. I guess I didn't realize you were there.
Yeah, well, I learned my lesson.
Your mom and I will take that into consideration when we figure out your punishment.
Damn. Well, if it helps, it wasn't planned. It just sort of happened. Honestly, this weekend I was just hoping to sit around in our underwear, watching TV,
not brushing our teeth.
This all seems like a lot of work for something that tastes like garbage.
Well, if you want to talk about it or anything else, I'm here.
I actually do have some questions about kissing. How do you know if you're good at it?
Well, if she's anything like your mother...
You know what? I'm not feeling so great. Maybe you can talk more later.
Whenever you want. Come on, let's get the rest of the beers and dump them out.
Oh, it was just the one.
The five of you were going to split one beer?
It was all we could afford. Trent paid his sister $60 for it. She said she was losing money. Why do they have a swimming pool at a police academy?
Don't start asking questions or it all falls apart.
Hey, you're back. How was the trip?
Mom's speaking Mandarin. You didn't see the big nut, did you?
Nope.
Didn't even get the chair.
What happened?
Let's go see that T-nut! Let's go!
And that's for driving without license plates.
有坏蛋到处在杀人。 可是你还在这里换一次证，去抓那个 Zodiac Killer。
Goodbye, Big Peanut.
Maybe it's better not to meet your heroes.